Blog Talk Radio.
Celebration of Jesus' birth is perfect for Nimrod
Ashley was born on the 25th of December, according to the scientists and historians, as well as the words of God himself spoken to me. Nimrod was the enemy of God, and one who came in the last 300 years of the 2,000 years of Moses. He led the white man against the laws of Moses and the worship of Allah. He, Nimrod, wanted them to worship idols and that which was other than God, as they did in ancient Rome. And the Romans were the ones who changed December from the 10th month to the 12th month. If we examine the word December from the old French, Decembra, Latin, December, from Decem, which means 10. December was the 10th month to the early Romans, who reckoned from March. Now, December is the 12th month of the year, the last month. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was taking us into a new order of things, and we didn't even know it. He told us that the Orthodox Muslim used the ninth month of the calendar, the month of Ramadan. Allah, in keeping with the progress of time, moved us to the 10th month. Allah knew that they, the devils, had changed the dates and months and years to try to fool the people and have fooled most of the world into falsehood. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to think like God, because we are creators. 86 was the end of the devil's time. Master Farah Muhammad gave us 28 years to line up behind him. The 28 represents the moon's rotation around the earth. Also represents the woman giving birth to a new order of things. Now, from 1914 to 1986 is 72 years. Add 28 years, you come to 100 years, which is 2014. Ramadan was the end of the devil's time. This is from the Theology of Time by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am trying to bring your mind out of the sky. I am telling you what the stars are and how they were made and what they were made for. I come to the sun and I tell you what the sun is and what it was made for. I come to the moon, and the sun is and what it was made for. I come to the moon and tell you what the moon is made out of and why it is there and called a moon and why it has not been replaced since it was taken away from a certain place. It had to serve its purpose to raise you and I up, brother and sisters, to rule to the whole universe in the hereafter. Our words will become deeds over the creation of the first God who said, be, and there it was. Our word must be that now. It must come to pass that one of you very soon will say the same and will have something different. It may be 100 or 1,000, or it may be 1,000,000, but it will come to pass. Remember that. Now let us go back to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about Ramadan fast in the month of December. serves as a sign that we, the lost bound nation, are the end of all signs pertaining to the pilgrimage and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Master Fry Muhammad taught us, time has moved in his time, and he wants the world to know that he is the God of this dispensation, and he will bring in the new Islam, take it or leave it. In this month, we should keep our minds on Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, my God and your God, and my Savior and Deliverer, and your Savior and Deliverer, to whom be praise forever, giving us life after our mental death for the past 400 years. During this month, eat before day and after the sun goes down, if you wish, but not during the daylight hours. This also goes for drinking. Drink whatever you are going to drink, either before dawn or after dark. The eating before dawn is for those of us who love to eat breakfast in the morning. You eat one meal a day, you may eat that meal either before dawn or after dark. It is better for you, for your health, however, to eat one meal after dark. Keep up prayer and let us all be grateful to Allah for his coming in the person of Master Farad Muhammad throughout the month of December and every month. And during this month, let there be no quarreling in our homes or abroad. Thank you for listening. You can write me at Bride and Groom, Post Office Box 4479, Kansas City, Kansas 66104. And I'll send you a list of the books we sell. Message to the Black Man, How to Eat to Live, Our Savior Has Arrived, Fall of America, by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We also have books written by Sister Talijah with the Spirit of Allah. We have A Urgent Message from Allah, The 10th Planet, and The 10th Commandment of Allah. When you write us, we will send you one of our pens, mightier than the sword. In closing, I would like to say, the fame and the glory of this world is temporary, but the spiritual blessings from Master Farad Muhammad is forever. All things work towards an ultimate goal of returning to its source, or returning to God. The Quran teaches us that all things will return to God from which they came. The perfect understanding of life is the understanding of actual facts. Facts lead to one clear understanding. When facts are presented in the mathematical form, it can be proven in actual facts. Things may have many aspects of its form, but in reality, there is only one true form, like pieces of a puzzle, which make a complete picture when finished. Each piece of the puzzle has a place in the puzzle, and there is no other puzzle piece which can fit that space. When working on a puzzle, you must put the pieces in the correct place to correct the puzzle. Likewise, in the divine struggle, we call life to form the one true picture, or the perfect form, which is God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us this. I thank you for listening. And remember, do not judge until you clearly understand. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
And now I would like to play a tape by our beloved Sister Talijah entitled prepare to survive.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, Master who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, and in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet you in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. I am recording this CD in the hopes that I can reach up and reach out and help the poor black man and black woman in the hills of North America. The help that is needed today is a way to survive. A way to survive the fall of America. America is surely falling, and it is falling fast. The American so-called Negroes have always been the last ones to see that disaster is on the way. And no one usually tells us, no one sounds the alarm. And because we are so distant in our mind from God and the reality of the time, we always are the ones to get caught without anything for survival. We have no unity, and without unity, we cannot survive. And without a preparation to survive, we cannot survive. This CD is going out in the hopes that parents will think about their children, families will think about each other, and the love for ourselves and the survival of our people will touch our hearts. This CD is going out because as America falls and we are dependent upon America, we too shall fall. And there will be no nation that will help us. If we go back in history and we replay the history of slavery, no one came to help us. As we were being beaten and lashed, as we were being killed and hung from trees, as we were being mistreated, no one came to help the so-called American Negro. No one came to help the slave out of that misery. As we look and we travel fast forward into today's time, whenever we are in trouble, the black people of America, no one comes to our aid. The Katrina disaster is one good reminder that was not so long ago that when everyone else had help, 90% of the people that were not helped were the American so-called Negroes and some poor whites that were stuck close by in the ghetto. They also did not get help either. We must start taking responsibility that when these disasters strike, as America is falling, when there is no water and no food, no electricity, no gas, and nowhere to go, we must know that we must take the responsibility for ourselves. We must gather together in unity and make preparations if it's just in one community, one street, one block, get together and make preparations for the fall of America. Everything is pointing towards a disastrous fall, a fall that no one will really understand because we have not had to live in a survival mode where we could not go to the grocery store, where we could not turn on our water faucets and get water, where we could not have gas coming through our heaters to heat our homes, where we could not turn on a light to get light in our homes. We have not had to experience that in America in a time where we didn't know where any answers were coming from, in a time when we could not call anyone for help, in a time where we had to truly depend on ourselves. This call is going out in the hopes that you will take it serious, that you will look around and see the banks closing, that you will look around and see the pollution in the water, that you will look around and see the pollution in the air and the land and the food. How long could any nation stand with this much corruption and pollution of all its natural resources? God is giving America a divine whooping, a divine beating, so to speak, a divine curtailment of her power. But while this is going on, and it has not altogether fallen, the call is going out to you, Black America. Wake up. Wake up before it is too late. There is no one that is going to help us out of this one but ourselves. If you sit back and do not take heed to this message, you will suffer. And I will tell you, you have been warned. You have been warned that Shaitan and his henchmen are working to destroy 80% of the population so that it'll be easy for them to control the rest of the people that will be left. Of course, you will say that, well, I don't think God would allow this to happen. Well, I'm telling you this. God has always told his people to prepare for the total destruction of a nation when that nation has gone too far and has been disobedient to the will of God. He has always told and sent out a message for his people to make preparation for survival. If you go back and you read your Bible and you read your Quran, you will see that I am telling the truth. We cannot sit around in this hopeless state thinking that someone is going to come to our aid, thinking that we can go downtown and get some type of food stamps or some type of relief or some type of welfare. There won't be any. While you have the chance and while you have the time, and America has not altogether fallen, get food and water. Get survival things. Get things that you know will make you comfortable, at least from 60 to 90 days. Prepare yourself until this thing is over. Because if you are not prepared, as I said before, your children will suffer and you will suffer. And do you want to be of those who sit back and watch your children starve to death? It will be a gruesome scene if you do not take the time now to prepare yourself for the fall of America. The decline in the American dollar is to tell you that the economical system of America is unstable. It should tell you that they do not have control anymore of the monetary system. They have lost control over their banking system. They have lost control over the spreading of the wealth. America is on a free fall. How it will be corrected, or if it can be corrected, we do not know. Only thing that we do know that is that if you or we are dependent upon America for our food and our water and our shelter, that when she falls and she cannot help her own self, how will she be able? We will be like Lazarus sitting at the table trying to get the crumbs from the rich man. We will be worse than Lazarus. we will be like those who were thrown out of the house with no money and nowhere to go. We will be like those who go and look in the cupboard and there is no food. There is nothing left in order for you to survive off of. We will be like those who did not prepare for the day of the fall of America. We are living in that day. Don't let anyone tell you that America is not falling, because she certainly is. And it may look like to you that are ignorant that she is not falling. But wait a few days and you shall see that we're living in the time of the fall of America, and it cannot be checked. All of these things that you see happening in the political arena is a smokescreen to have you looking at one direction while something else is going on in another direction. We are living in the fall of America. If America falls and our whole governmental system falls, what difference do it make who becomes president? What difference would it make what political party you support, Democrats or Republicans? They're all being run for shelter. Allah promised that when a nation becomes too wicked, and when a nation becomes too unjust, and when a nation will not give freedom, justice, and equality, and they prove to be that they will not be able to live within peace, then Allah has always removed these people. We're living in that day and time of the removal of a people who love to make war. We're in that day and time of the removal of a people who do not like justice and do not like peace. We must wake up and see what time it is that we're living in. We must look at the TV and not be programmed by the TV, but study it and see what is being said to you. Study and see that these warmongers, these ones that love wealth and hate humanity, these ones that want to shut down the governmental system so they start a new world order, when that new world order starts, it will be worse than what you have ever seen under the old world order, where we were enslaved for almost 400 years and economically deprived, thrown into the slums and the worst conditions in America. The new world order will be worse than that, where the wealthy only care about the wealthy. And if you are poor, there will be no welfare system. There will be no handouts. They will hunt us down like dogs and shoot us in the street. They will find any violation or any reason to take you out. Because now, since you are not needed anymore in the factories, you are not needed anymore in the farms, you are not needed anymore on the law positions that they will have to offer, because they'll have their own people doing it, you will be dispensable. You will be like trash to be thrown out. But you may not believe my word, but just keep sitting there. Keep sitting there complacent. Keep sitting there and do not prepare yourself. And then you will suffer. And the sad part, your children will suffer. Some of us do not even keep enough food and water on our shelves to last us even 3 days. We take our money and we squander it away on cigarettes and beer, wine, whiskey, and drugs. We squander our money away on junk. We squander our money away trying to live like the rich and the famous. We squander our money away and get new nails and hair and everything and gold and bling bling. But what about the children? What will happen when these cheap things we have given our money for and we did not think about buying the necessities to survive with? What about our children? What will happen to the little black babies? We have seen how the world has neglected Africa. We have seen how they have neglected the poor people around the world. We have seen them show us on the TV how the people see their children's stomachs bloating up from starvation. We have seen them laying there dying. They have shown us these things, how they do not care for anyone around the world that do not have money. So how can we sit back and not think that these same things are coming at our door? They'll be here soon, because we're living in a day and time of the fall of America. Please listen to these words and please take heed. And do not think that I am teaching you some form of hatred of a race of people. I am teaching you the truth of a race of people. I am teaching you the facts of a race of people. I am teaching you the history of a race of people that brought us through slavery and did not care what happened to us, and still they do not care. Let us reason together. It is no coincidence that we live in the worst parts of the cities all through America. It is not no coincidence that we are the lowest on the totem pole, on the economic totem pole. It is not a coincidence that we are the sickest people in America. It is not no coincidence that our life expectancy in America is very short. It is not a coincidence that we have high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes. It is not a coincidence that we have the highest drug use and AIDS in America. It is not a coincidence that these things are happening to us, Black people here in America. They are trying to put us out. They are trying to commit genocide. They are letting the country go into this type of condition can destroy 80% of us. But be wise enough to be prepared. Because surely as they plan on plan, Allah plans a plan. And Allah is the best of planners. But if you don't take heed and prepare yourself to survive, and you die in between the shuffling of the old world and the new world coming in, then that will be on you. But don't say that you have not been warned. Do you love your children? Do you love yourself? How can you not prepare? How can you not see the handwriting on the wall? Are you so blind, deaf, and dumb that you do not realize what day and time it is? It's only a short period of time before it will all be over. And will you sit there happy, looking at TV, enjoying the entertainment or the detainments of this world? Will you not wake up? Will you not hear the call of God for you to come out of her, come out of America, and do something for yourself? Come out of America and prepare for the fall of America. They are telling you all over the news that the banks are closing, the water is polluted, the air is polluted, the food is polluted, and you still sit there thinking, I'll make it. How will you make it if you will not make a preparation? Of course, God is on the side of those who love and believe in him. But I say again, search the history. God told Noah how to prepare. He told Abraham how to escape. He told Lot how to escape when he was getting ready to bring down the destruction on the people's heads. He told them how to escape, and he gave word for them to prepare themselves for the escape. And he said, don't look back. Come out of her. Do not be partakers of her sins. Therefore, if you will not be partakers of her sins, you will not be partakers of her destruction. This is the end. This is the end. The time in which we're living in is the end and the fall of America. It is the end. Take it or leave it. But someday, soon, you will see that this is the end. And it won't be too long of a day that you will see. That we must prepare to go for ourselves. We must prepare to survive. We must prepare and put our heads together and see how we can survive. There are things that you must learn to do for the survival of the fall of America. Do not be ignorant. Do not be of those who wait to the last minute. Do not be of those who look for FEMA to give you help. Do not be of those who trust the government to give you help. Do not be of those who trust those handouts that will lead you straight to hell. Be of those who do for self. Be of those who believe in self. Be of those who believe in God. Be of those who in history serve God and listen to God and obey God, and they were saved. Be of those who shun the evil ways and the evil practices of a world that is on its way out. Do not take it lightly. Do not think that it is not the truth. Do not think that you can do it on your own. Do not think that it will be an easy way for you or for me, that we can make it a little better by coming into unity, by putting our heads together, and by preparing for a day of survival. We must get the love and the unity for each other, and the love for our children, and the love for God, that we will come together, put our heads together, and survive. We are living in the fall of America. Believe what I am saying to you. Believe what I am trying to get you to understand. Open your ears and your eyes and pay close attention. Because the day is coming where you won't have anywhere to run. You won't have anyone to run to but to yourself. So prepare for a day that you make friends with each other, that you learn to love each other, that you learn to trust each other so that we can survive. You won't be able to do it alone. Not in the day of savagery and the end of this world. You will not be able to do it alone. You will have to have divine protection and divine love for each other so that we can pull ourselves up out of this, the fall of America. I thank you for listening to these few words, and I hope that you will not take them lightly, that you will start preparing, and that you will take heed and come out of America and her ways. Change your life, change your mind, and save yourself. I thank you again for listening to these few words. As I greet you in the greeting words of peace and paradise, I salam aleikum.